We are
Blog Talk
Radio. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered. We are soldiers, soldiers of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered. We are soldiers, soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered. We are soldiers. Soldiers of the cross, the name of Jesus. We conquered. Soldiers of the cross, in the name of Jesus. We conquered. Cross, in the name of Jesus. We are soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we are soldiers of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered. We are soldiers, soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we are coming marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, just feel it in your hand. Everlasting joy, God in your hand. I need the army, I've got it back. God's got an army, marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, just healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, glad in your heart. I need the army, I've got it back. Marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, just healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in our heart, and in this army of glory past. God's got an army, marching through the land, delivering songs, healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, glory past. God's got an army, marching through the land, deliverance is your song, just healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart, and in this army of God is God, my deliverance is healing. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart, and in this army of God is God, got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, just healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart, and in this army of God, God, an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, just healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart, and in the army of God, marching through the land. Deliverance song, just healing in your heart. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in this army you can find. God's got an army, marching through the land. Deliverance is our song, just healing in your heart. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. In this army. God's got an army, march through the land. Deliverance is our song, just healing in our hands. Everlasting joy, gladness in our hearts, and in this army of God is found. Got an army, march through the land. Deliverance is our song, just healing in our hands. everlasting joy, gladness in our heart, and in this army of the Republic. Of heavenly we prosper us. Yes, all servants we rise on you. The God of heavenly on you. Therefore we arise of you. Arise the God of heavenly we prosper. Therefore we servants will arise on you. The God of heaven, may we prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. The God of heaven, may we prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. Arise, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. It's on air, goodwill to all men. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You are welcome to the Hour of Miracles. Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that says he delivers and blesses. Hallelujah. Today, we thank God for bringing us so far. We give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. We ask God to bless every one of you today who are came into this program on Facebook, on link, on social media, on YouTube, on Facebook, on the radio, on the internet, wherever you are coming from, you are all welcome to this broadcast. God is going to bless every one of you today in the name of Jesus. Today, God laid it in my heart to speak to us about God's protection, church. The protection that God provided in the church, which is you. You are the church. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you know you are the temple? Do you know you are the temple? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. When we see the church, you say, know you not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost dwells in you? So when we are talking about providing protection for the church, we mean providing protection for the people of God, for the Christians, for the physical church, and for the body of Christ worldwide. This is very important because we're not going to take chances, especially in these days of tribulation and problems and persecution. We are not surprised. Isaac was the son of promise. And then Ishmael was born, and God spoke that these two nations shall be against themselves. And it has been like that you know, the Ishmaelites against the product of Isaac, the conflict in the Arab nation. Some of them never wanted Israel to exist. And the conflicts have been there. The whole of North Africa used to be Christian nation. So read history. Read history. Go and read history. The whole of North nation, Tunisia, all those nations in North African countries, all of them, they were all Christian nations. But these people went there and turned those nations and turned them to something else. Now the Christianity in those nations, they turned those nations upside down. But thank God there are people in those places who are still worshiping God, still keeping the faith and so on. You know, all kinds of religions have come. Religion, kind of religion, different types of religion that they have brought to cause confusion and cause problems. We are not surprised. Satan is doing overtime, looking for people to take to hellfire, but they will not find us in the name of Jesus. We are covered with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cover our homes, our families, our marriages, our ministries, our children. The blood of Jesus cover our churches, cover our ministries. The blood of Jesus cover our going out. The blood of Jesus cover our coming in. No weapon formed against us that prosper. In the name of Jesus, we are the Lord's anointed. The word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm. In the name of Jesus, we are the apples of God's eye. There is he that is in us, that the devil that the world. Yes. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. Our enemies have seen the blood and passed over us. Yes, the spirit of death, spirit of killing, massacre, bloodshed, demons. We are according to diabolical power, false religion. False God, terrorists, and all of them about seeking whom to devour. They must see the blood of Jesus covering our families. The blood of Jesus is on our doorposts and our lintels. The blood of Jesus cover us in our cars, our vehicles. The blood of Jesus cover us as we go out and as we come in. Our enemies shall see the blood. And they must pass over us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabba, Sandori, Ababa, Imblondo, Yoko, Terrible. Yes. And I pray for you who have tuned into this program that the blood of Jesus shall speak deliverance, speak healing, speak protection over you and your family. The blood of Jesus is available for you. The blood of Jesus is your covering. The blood of Jesus protect Nigeria. The blood of Jesus protect Nigerian Christians. The blood of Jesus protect Nigerian churches. The blood of Jesus cover every family and every home. The blood of Jesus cover the nation of America. The blood of Jesus cover our nation. The blood of Jesus cover Ukraine. The blood of Jesus cover everyone of us. The enemy of the blood. I'm part of all. We shall come somewhere in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebu, stand up, Baba, ya, Blagadaya. Yes, provide protection for the people of God. Our text is taken from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 18. Book of Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 18. You know the story of how King Remember and found the Miranda, plundered Jerusalem, and two captives of God were there for 70 years, released to go home, and Ezra, Nehemiah, they had leaving home, they came home, they had to build the walls of Jerusalem, they had to build the temple, and you know the story of Sanballat and Tobiah. Oh yes, Sanballat chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, both oppose God. They have come to oppose God. They have come to oppose what God is doing. They are everywhere. You see them, they come to attack, they have come to shoot the kings and to destroy, they are doing the work of Satan. Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life. Our life abundantly, and all these people are moving around doing the work of Satan, doing the work of the devil. The devil will take them to hell fire, where they will be there for millions of years because they are murderers, they are killers, they are hired killers, they are liars, they are evil people, they are abominable people. How can you go to the house of God without attacking them? See? All the laws are anointed and do my prayer no harm. And then you see, it's the same thing that is happening today. So the one day, the people of God have to carry ammunition on themselves. The people of God have to arm themselves as they're doing the work of God. The Christians, the believers, the men of God, the servants of God, they have to arm themselves as they build the wall of Jerusalem, build the temple. They have to arm themselves because the adversary is moving the city to devour. The enemies are just around the corner looking for who to attack. But thank God, the people are not going to take chances. Never again. It's got to be fire for fire. I thank God for the scriptures. Look at Abraham in Genesis chapter 14, Genesis 14, from verse 14 to 16. Genesis chapter 14, from verse 14 to 16, you see Abraham armed his men of his house. He armed them to defeat 318 of them, and they went to conquer the enemies, and took over and brought everybody back, you know, and liberated the land. Oh, yes. This is the era of the church militants. We are no mediocre. We are no runaway soldiers. God is with us. God has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And knowledge abiding in power. And you see Abraham going to war with 318 men from his house. Genesis 14, verse 14 to 16. Abraham and his men. And 318 of them went and conquered the enemy. They lay down all day, crying and sobbing. They took action. Faith for action is equal to substance. Action is equal to substance. Man died but once. Cowards die many times before they are dead. Cowards. People who are cowards. They die many times before they are dead. Thank God we are no cowards in the name of Jesus. We are no cowards. The devil is a coward. The devil is a runaway soldier. Oh, yes. God has an army. God has an army marching through the land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing. Look at them. David. In 1 Samuel 17, 1 Samuel 15, David was anointed. In fact, David was anointed 3 times in the Bible. David was anointed 3 times. One of the anointing was 1 Samuel chapter 15. Then in 1 Samuel chapter 17, he came against the Philistine and cut his head and conquered the Philistines and took over. Hallelujah. Ah, there is an anointing to conquer. Hey, he is not tired and must conquer also. It is we, the believers, that will conquer our Goliath. God has anointed us to conquer all our enemies. Our enemies will not conquer us. In the name of Jesus, we are not conquerors. Yes, we have the greater one dwelling on the inside. Are you surprised? Hey, he said there was war in heaven. Angel Michael and his group came against Lucifer and his group. The book of Revelation said there was war in heaven. Can you imagine? So in heaven, there was war. Revelation chapter 12, Revelation 11, said there was war in heaven. And Angel Michael, the angel of God, came against Lucifer and pursued them out of heaven, carried all of them, them packing. You know there was war in heaven. Can you imagine? You want to run away from war? There is no running away. There has been war right from the beginning. Eh? Are you a coward? Eh? Are you a mediocre, a runaway soldier? You must stay and fight your war. Nobody is going to fight your war for you. Eh? Now you claim with that. More people are fighting the big nation of Russia. See? They have come to Russia already. Russia says already they have lost the war. So when God is on your side, you are bound to win. When God is on your side, you are victorious and triumphant. Fear is not of God. Fear, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and power with sound mind. Read through the Bible. The Christians, the people of God, they went to war in the Bible to Joshua. Joshua handled and conquered the enemies of God's people. Exodus 15 verse 3. Exodus 15 verse 3 said, the Lord God Almighty is a man of war. Can you imagine that? Exodus 15 verse 3. He said, God is a man of war, which means God goes to war. He conquered his enemies, speak all of them, and come home triumphant. Oh, yes, the Lord God is a man of war. Even God is going to war. Ah, I like that. God himself went to war and conquered the enemy. The angel, Michael, and his group, they would say there was war in heaven. They went to war and conquered. Lucifer and his demons and cast them away out of heaven. So war always, there's no running away from it. You like it or not, there must be war. And then Matthew 24, Jesus said, wars are rumors of war. So the wars are not finished. About the first thing, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. There is a good part of faith. Yes. Run away, you be the loser. And look at the situation in Nigeria. This is a very big lesson we have learned. What they are trying to tell Nigerians is that the whole of Nigeria, the whole Nigeria belongs to one tribe. The whole Nigeria belongs to Fulani, Hausa. I would try to get the idea. They are trying to tell you that through your land is the South, it's not your own. They are trying to tell you that you must be their religion. You must convert from Christianity to their own religion. Otherwise, they want to extinguish you. That's what they are trying to tell you. I start to it has been there for years. See? I remember the words of the Archbishop Benson in Daosa. I will never forget that. Archbishop Benson in Daosa, he went to preach in northern Nigeria, Bishop David Oyedepo, and his men, they were in Kaduna then. He told them, look, run away from the answer. You need to come yourself like Abraham. All of you, if you like that, I guess I believe God will take everything from you and you know where to be found. You want to make love and you go to William Chapel, you church must be evil working churches and start killing people that should be people now and nobody is talking. No, that should end. That should end. It's high time we Christians need to stand our ground and let the devil know that we are soldiers of the cross. We are soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we are conquered. We are soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we are conquered. Enough is enough. Come on. Enough is enough. We need to stand our ground and tell the devil to shut up. Why are they trampling you for underground? Eh? Every day they come, they begin to beat people around and kick people around, destroy them, and they go home free. No resistance, no competition. Is this power will be? Yes, sir. Then they are taking your land away, they are taking your oil away, they are taking everything from you, they are kidnapping all your people, they are taking all your people away, and one day they will push all of you out of that country and you will stay in the ocean. Maybe. God have mercy. Arise, wake up the mighty man, beat your plow. It is time for war. Not only spiritual warfare, not only prayer. Christians all over the world, arise and shine, for the time has come for you to demonstrate the power of God, to let the devil know that you are not a nonentity, you are not a mediocre, we are not a runaway people. We are soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. What really true? Read about the crusaders. Yes, go and read about the crusaders. The crusaders, oh no. you can't do nonsense to those people. These are born-again Christians who believe in their right and in their authority. They believe in the authority of the belief. And they will tell you, you can't do those nonsense without. And they confronted the enemy. Confronted the enemies and defeated the enemies, smite all of them, and took over. Yes, the crusader. Christians today are crusaders today. Don't let the devil, you know, occupy you and take over the place. The earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. A thousand cattle and a thousand hills belong to Jesus. Hello? Hello? Who is this?
We're giving you a call because insurance rates have...
Ora batando riaba imbrondo yobo sekenderebo. Yes, Lord Jesus, Jesus' army is marching. Oh, yes. In the book of Judges, you read about Gideon's army marching to take over and occupy. Yes, that's it should be. If you don't fight your war, nobody's going to fight your war for you. You've got to see and see the salvation of God. I remember what happened in North Carolina. In North Carolina, in a church in North Carolina here in the USA, a church service was going on in North Carolina, right here. And a gunman came into the church and started shooting people. Thank God, one of the Christians there, he had his own gun loaded. So he confronted the gunman, shot the gunman to death. And that was how everything ended. That man, his life ended. That is what it should be. That is what it should be. It's got to be fire for fire in even time. The devil is not going to step on us and then, start riding on us. No, we are the most anointed. Just not anointed and do my prophet no harm. We got to stand our ground. Enough is enough. What is all this nonsense? Every day, a church is being attacked. Every day, Christians are being killed. every day the servants of God are being, every day they are stepping on people of God. God is, you know, mediocrity, lying down, you know, allowing Satan to have his way. It's high time to stand our ground and tell the devil, no, not do that. Yes. How are we going to do it? We will train our men. Oh, yeah, look at Abraham. Genesis chapter 14. Abraham, is Abraham the father of the faith? He had his own man. He only had 18 men trained warfare, and he went to war and conquered the enemy. Oh, yes, that's what it must be today. Every church must have a security system. There should be security cameras. There should be security men and women moving about and the church, you know, monitoring what is going on. How can we do like this? Church members to be killed everywhere and every time they keep on doing all these things in every day, and then everybody is keeping quiet. What is all this for? You know, we got to stand our ground. Every church must have security system. You must train up your youth, your men, train up your people how to handle situations like this. What to do in emergency situations. You don't just open your church for Satan to come and come inside and start killing and shooting people to death in the church. No! The devil is a liar. He has tried to come into the church. That's God. You are desecrating the temple of God. No, we are not going to allow that anymore. Servants of God, men of God, women of God, you need to arm yourself. Oh, yes. Arm your members, arm your security men and women. Put ammunition in your hands. Don't let people intimidate you. I can't talk of men like this of David or Ezekiel. Those are the people, you know, you can't toy with them. You can't come and make nonsense where they are. Who are you? You know? I thank God for Bishop David Godwin Elamoba. Yes, Bishop Godwin Elamoba. The one time the enemies attacked him, you know, he just finished preaching, was driving home in Lagos, and these robbers or so, you know, hooligans, and you know, they were putting a man of God. You know, using guns, threatening him, trying to intimidate the man of God. The man of God brought out his gun and started shooting in the air, and all of them ran away. Hallelujah. That's what it should be. Yes, we're not going to give the devil any chance. No, we got to stand our ground and tell the devil, no, you can't do that. You can't do that, Satan. You can't do that to us because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And you can't try. We talk one other time. I remember Bishop David Lake and his team. They went out to preach somewhere and people came with guns and so on. They were trying to terrify him. And his men, they stood their ground. They told us, do not here. You cannot do nonsense here. And those people ran away. The thief ran away. You know, you see, we must stand our ground. All these civility and inferiority complex, all these lying down for people to ride on us. Stop. The whole Satan is here. You are treating it like a beast. And that's where the oil money came from. That's where wealth came from. That's where riches came from. But if you treat Southern Nigeria like they are stupid, you treat Southern Nigeria like they are foolish, are stupid. And they say they are wise. Where are they wise to? Wise are they? Who are you insulting? The oil money Southern Nigeria, you need to be your own state in the north. And now you people are coming to the south. You say you are man, you are terrible. You are deep on that. And all of you are attacking Satanas. You know, evil men, Satanas. You know, God joined this case. And everyone who is guilty of your offense, God is turning your head for this evil they have done. You know, going to churches and start killing people. Who asked you to do that? Who authorized you spilling blood inside a church compound? What are you doing? You know, it must stop. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of the devil, blood-sucking demons, the power of you, satanic and demonic power, the cortic and diabolical force, spirit of the we bound all of you, we curse you, we destroy you, we disarm you, we pull down your stronghold, we pray for them. With the blood of Jesus Christ. Like a river that has overflowed, like a river that has overflowed, like a river that has overflowed, like an ocean that has overflowed, like an ocean that has overflowed, like an ocean that has overflowed. Let it overflow. 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 Like an ocean that has overflowed. Like a river that has overflowed. Like a river that has overflowed. Like an ocean that has overflowed. Like an ocean that has overflowed, like an ocean that has overflowed. Let it overflow, 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 let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it overflow. Let it overflow, Lord. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let your anointing, your grace, your favor, your mercy, your healing, your miracle, let it overflow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As I read about people like General Washington, the first president of the United States of America, was the first born again Christian, General George Washington. The name Washington D.C. after him. He led the American troops to fight war. Imagine the president of a country led American troops to fight war that liberated the United States and gave us freedom. I was looking at Putin. President Putin, he go and hide. He go and hide. And they tell people to go and fight. Those are lazy people. No, lazy people, they don't have what they fight for. What I read about General George Washington, the president of the United States of America, he he led the U.S. troops to go to war, fought war, and conquer the enemy. Conquer the whole place is the front battle, fighting war to liberate and to give freedom to the people of America. Those are the true leaders. Those are the true presidents. One man go and hide on the ground in Moscow. People to go and fight. Why don't you come out here and fight? Come out and fight. He go and hide inside Moscow. And then he pay money to people to go to war. You go to war yourself. You yourself, Putin, Vladimir Putin, go to war by yourself. You go there. Lazy president. Stupid president. Foolish president. God is going to remove all of them. Send them packing. God is going to end them, all of them. Stupid. Useless people. You know, they are telling other people to go and fight wars and die. And look at how you are pushing innocent men into your Ukraine and fight. I see how many of them are dying and being killed and destroyed. You put in, you go to the war yourself and fight. Lazy people. No. God is to punish all of you. No. So, nobody is going to lie down doing nothing. We all must stand and do the will of God and do what God wants us to do. God has got an army. Look at Ezekiel 38. The army of God is marching on. The church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall never prevail. The church is marching on. Our church is marching on. Our church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The church is marching on. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. We are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Are you marching forward, hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. We are marching on. We are marching on. The gates of hell shall never be able to. Let me tell you this. Read history. Time you persecute anywhere or any time. You persecute Christians and you kill them and you intimidate them and you hurt Christianity bonds even higher and higher and higher in some places. Because in the legal law, that's not the Lord's anointed. Go and look around. Ended up preaching the gospel. Oh, yes. Look at the Arab nation. The gospel has penetrated all those places. There was a time you can't even carry back. Coming in China, we're talking about, there are people on the ground churches. And even though they are killing Christians and killing servants of God and killing and destroying churches and destroying, yes. The gospel is being preached, yet souls are being won, yet the gospel is reaching out to every nation, yet the work of God is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the work of God. Ah, how can it happen? You can't kick against the stone. The stone the builders rejected, the rock of ages. If it falls on you, fall on that rock, you are crushed to pieces. God is speaking to everyone now. Christians, arm yourself. When you go to church, carry your ammunition, carry your gun, not a bullet, because if you never move the bar, move to the bar. He will not devour, he will be of in Jesus. Oh, yes, please. I'm appealing to war. Christians, war. Arm yourself. Take up your guns and your bullets. Put them in your car. Put them in your bag. Take them to church. Let any devil come and be disturbing the work of God. Shoot them to death. Shoot all those people to death. Yes. It's got to be fire for fire. Fire for fire in this end time. What are you talking about? In the days of Elijah, Prophet Elijah, on Mount Carmel, Prophet Elijah declared that the 454 prophets be beheaded. Prophet Elijah, only one man. I like that man. And Prophet Elijah said, "I pray for the God of God." Yes. 454 prophets. They beheaded all the 454 prophets. One man, Prophet Elijah, only one man, come to God. Once I've twice I've had heard that all power is God. Eh? God spoke only once, but twice all power belongs to God. You know, who are you to tell you, you know, come and disrupt the work of God? Who are you? Where are you coming from? Jesus came to die, so he was not fighting back. It was the reason why when Peter struck the ear of those who came to arrest Jesus, Jesus said, I came to die for the world. Otherwise, he would have called 12,000 angels. The 12,000 angels at his disposal, and they will go into action. You know, one angel, it was one angel alone. It was only one angel that flew 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. One angel alone flew 185,000 Assyrian. The Assyrian army slew them. One angel alone. Yeah. But Jesus does not call the angels. He would have called 12,000 angels at the disposal to fight for him. Jesus took that ear and put it back. Say, no, we are not here to say it. Jesus said, I have come to die for the world. That's why I'm here. You know. Now, enough is enough. Let me tell you, especially Nigerian Christians, if you continue to stand for the devil will take over. But if you confront that enemy and the devil will stop and run away. Oh, yes. We see running away. We need to stand our ground. Enough is enough. Man died but once. Everybody will see that. So what about somebody is a pilot? A man went to become a pilot. Somebody became a pilot. Does he not know that it's a dangerous job? A pilot? Anytime those planes can anything can happen, everybody is gone. Okay, somebody joined military. Did you forget that anybody can die any minute in the military? Oh, yes. Anybody can die. So what about it? It doesn't really mean anything. So running away from responsibility is not the answer. Christians all over the world, you need to arm yourself. Arm yourself, take up your guns, take up your bullets, load them, put them in your car, put them back, put them in your portfolio. As you are going to church, as you are moving around, you must be. Because that's what it was in the book of Nehemiah. They armed themselves as they were going. They were building the work of God. They were building the church, but they had to arm themselves. Because they don't arm themselves, they are coming to security. We must educate our people on how to provide security for every church. There must be protection. There must be moving around, trained on how to provide security for the church. so that these people don't just jump into the church and start shooting, start killing, start destroying life and property. You don't have that. No. You don't have that. You have a security system. Every church have men and women handle situations. Because what is happening now is going to continue. And if you don't curb it, if you don't control it, it's going to escalate more than this. You know, but when you see that there is resistance, we see that we are wiser than it happens. We see that we are also powerful force to reckon with. And you will think twice. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. So, begin to think about it, let's begin to pray about it, and ask God, God is our protection, yes, God is our protection, yes, we know that, but what you are supposed to do, God is not to do. The role you are supposed to play, God will not play. What you are supposed to do, what you are supposed to do, and how do you do it? We need to be like arm like this. We need to arm up. We need to be strong. We need to put a security system and security in our churches, in our ministry. Oh yeah, you don't take chances. You don't take chances. Don't tell me God is protecting us. I didn't say God is not protecting us. God is protecting us, but you gotta do what you gotta do. You don't want to leave the doors open. Look at that in Texas. They left the doors of the school open. The doors are open. And one man is very gone and shot people across the street. And they walk into the church premises, into the school premises, and then moving, he crashed the van he brought, crashed it. And then he moved into the school premises. The doors of the school were are open, the doors, the classrooms were open, went in there and locked the door and started shooting them to death. You know, 21 people to death in Texas, yes. You know, all the don't give chance. If you give chance, he will give you the opportunity to demand. You know, you don't give chance. How can you have children in a school compound and there's no security system? There are no guards, no protection, no, the gates are open, no gate man, no security man, nobody is asking anybody any question. You saw somebody carry a gun and is moving into a school building. No question. Nobody. Well, nobody called police. No, everybody just left it like that. And you don't take chances. Things like that. You know, we must be security conscious. Even in the premises. Recently, the president and he was in Florida with his wife, and somebody flew a chair. You know, flying it, the president. You don't do. You don't. Who asked you to fly your private jet to where our president is? That's the president of the. You can't fly your private jet hovering around. What am I trying to do? We must be conscious. You don't take chances. How can children be in a school and all the doors are open, the gates are open, everything is open. Anybody, if somebody was able to carry guns, he held those guns up like this, and he walked into the school premises, and nobody was confronting him, nobody was asking questions, nobody was saying anything, and this man had a free day of locking the school and start shooting children, little dead. You see, it shouldn't be at all. It's the same with the church. a whole church where you have people, men and women, boys and girls and children. There is no cameras, no security system, no protection. The terrorist gunmen move into a church building and kill over 50 people. There should be some security system, some people who are trained to handle situations like this, when situations like this arise. You know, you don't just allow the devil to move in and move out and just do things. The devil just having a field day. You know, he should be at all. So God let me give this message on earth. Everybody must be security culture. You can't bring people to a church building and then there's no arrangement of how this will be secured. You just play with people's lives. Leave people there, gather people and leave them there. And then the devil is coming with guns and shooting and all things going on. And nobody is asking any questions. Nobody confronted them. None of them was arrested. None of them was shut down. You know, look at this instance in North Carolina. I like what's happened in North Carolina. In Carolina, USA, right? They were doing a service. Having a service, having God. A gunman came in when a brother outside the audience was wise enough. Man would have shot hundreds of people, he would have killed hundreds of people, but somebody was wise enough. He carried his own gun, and look, oh my God, what is that? Have this chance for the devil. Don't give room to Satan. Don't give room. He's got to be fire for fire in this end time. Our God is a consuming fire. Don't put your life on the line. Don't expose yourself to the devil to hurt you and hurt everybody. What is all this for? Liar, you have no right to intrude in our presence. This is Holy Ghost zone. You are not welcome here. Oh yes, you are soldiers of the cross. 2 Timothy 3:5. The Apostle Paul wrote, "He said, endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ." The Bible calls us soldiers of Christ. Look at this. 2 Timothy 2:3-5. Say, we are soldiers of Christ. A soldier is not somebody who is lying down for the enemy to come and crush him. How can it be? Are the enemy coming to crush the people? A soldier. Second Timothy 2:3-5. We are soldiers of Christ. Soldiers of the cross. How can you be a soldier and then be able to do not doing anything? I was soldier. Oh, Lord, bless me. Soldiers of Christ. Where are you? Book of Joel, wake up the mighty man, chapter your clouds, time for war. Whom are they toiling with? Whom are you intimidating for what? Intimidating who? You got to be fire for this end time. Fire for fire. Don't let the devil take you. Joshua, you see, Joshua led the people to war, all that conquer, destroy the enemy. It has been like victory galore. Have a God who never fails. The Lord Almighty is a man of war. Exodus chapter 3. The God is war. And all of you are sitting down, lying down for the man. Kick and shoot you. Cut you in massacre. Because that's the word they use in the massacre. That's the word they use. Satan said, massacre. To see, to see, to destroy life more abundant. You are to massacre. I don't know that. 50 people on a Sunday morning where they are worshiping God. Pentecost Sunday for that matter. Pentecost Sunday, a day of Holy Ghost moved in the church. The devil came and demonstrated itself. And nobody was arrested. Nobody was shot. Not any of those boys. Nobody confronted them. Nobody, nothing. They just finished and went away. So is this how it's going to be? So when people go to church, this is what they are expecting. If you be quiet, this is going on. But we rise up and say, enough is enough. This nonsense must stop. And he says, we arm themselves, and when they see the demons coming to come and steal, kill, and destroy, Christians will be there to perform excellently. Like what happened in North Carolina. A Pentecostal church in North Carolina. They were having service. One man who is a gunman, he walked into the church and started shooting, killing people. One clever Christian brother who knows it's right. He knows the authority of the brought out his own people. His own ended that's got to be. You don't think you don't allow the devil to tread on you. He are the one to tread on you. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, "His own have given unto you power to tread on and copy the powers of the enemy and not be shot by any person." Why should you say that? Tread upon Christians and believe it shouldn't happen again. Please, all of us arise, stop your ammunition. Yes, pick up your weapon. Don't allow the devil to come into your territory and have a field day. No, it should not happen again. Name of Jesus Christ. God has given us authority and rule and reign on earth. As kings and priests of the Most High God. We are the soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the soldiers of the cross. We have come to conquer. We have come to win. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Please forward this message to everyone. Share the truth, that the truth has set them free. God bless you all. For Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you. May God bless every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. You are the prince of truth. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. No more tears.
No more wonder.
Mm-hmm.